Welcome back. Rutherford Issues here on a Thursday afternoon. Brian Parrott here along with State Representative Mike Sparks, who normally joins me on Thursdays, but we're going to do something special tomorrow. We're going to talk about that coming up a little later on. Mike was in the office today and thought it would be good for him to kind of hang around to talk a bit about what happened yesterday. A lot of maneuvering of House districts and things and Senate districts and all. How does that affect Rutherford County? It looks like it's a pretty good deal.
Well, it really is, and it's exciting. In my opinion, whether you're whatever side of the fence you're leaning on politically, I think it's exciting news for Rutherford County. I think it's exciting news for MTSU, whether you're a business owner here or just a citizen. I think it's going to be exciting for us. And a reporter asked me yesterday why I thought it would help Rutherford County. It gives us another voice in the General Assembly. You know, I tried to push hard for that voice to be kind of the north end, represent Laverne and Smyrna and northern Murfreesboro. We have a lot to offer the state of Tennessee, a lot of middle Tennessee. I mean, we're centrally located. Got Smyrna Airport, just named one of the number one airport of the year. And a lot to offer here, especially the largest university in the state of Tennessee.
So what happened basically yesterday was there two, well, I guess everyone had more represented more people than they are supposed to. So that allowed for the creation of a new district in the state house. So if you do that, who loses one? I mean,
Memphis, don't hold me to it. I think Memphis lost maybe two.
Okay.
Two folks. I think Memphis lost two. I know there was, another rural county that may have lost, a person. But it's exciting because, you know, just yesterday it was very surreal for me being a freshman legislator where Jimmy Nafee happened to sit down next Speaker of the House, sat down next to me, and Speaker Beth Harwell sat next to him. And, you know, for the most part, Republicans and Democrats, I mean, they may not get along much this year, but for the most part, they really, in my opinion, have a pretty good working relationship. And it was kind of neat, you know, me and I know there was a picture in the Tennessean yesterday of Speaker Nafee and myself looking over the map. And I just kind of thought, you know, that was kind of a neat moment for me, you know, to kind of look back one day with my future grandkids and kind of share. Because he was a powerhouse up there. Let's face it. Jimmy Nafee was a powerhouse. And, I'm sure he's going to be concerned, as well as other Democrats, where these districts lie. And, you know, let's don't kid ourselves. I mean, you know, a lot of this can be political sometimes, and people want to fight for their team. And I think Rutherford County, I think the way the districts were carved out, we can't be accused of gerrymandering. My district has the highest minority population. I'm proud of that. You know, issues facing the African American community is something that is dear to my heart as a Christian. I think some of these issues need to be discussed, whether we're talking prison population, the fatherless rate, teen pregnancy, whether it's in the black community, the white community, need to be addressed. You look at the amount of money we spend on programs or corrections or police, other areas. It's not just the black community, the white community as well, and Hispanic community. We need to address these things because we cannot continue to fund at the levels we've been funding. Corrections, number three or number four with the state budget. And we need to get back to some basics, and I think we need to address these issues, these social issues. And I'm looking at it not only from a Christian, being a Christian, but also from a fiscal standpoint where we can save dollars, because we cannot continue to spend at the levels we've been funding these things the past two decades.
Well, if you look at it from a Republican perspective and say you have higher minorities in your district, you know, historically, politically, that doesn't bode well for Republicans.
Well, it doesn't. And in my case, you know, I recently had a fundraiser and I was proud. I probably had more African Americans than any state representative will have in the state of Tennessee. And I think I can say that factually, and I'm proud of that. And because these issues, it's not a Republican Democrat issue. These are issues facing families.
Yeah.
And when you deal with joblessness, when you deal with lack of resources as far as education, you see education continue to climb. Oftentimes doubling and coming close to tripling the rate of inflation, there's a big concern, and that concerns all of us. Since that's not a Republican Democrat issue, it's an issue facing all of us. Because if we have a society that's not educated, we're going to have an increase in crime, and we're going to have to be ready to fund these prisons. We're going to have to be ready to fund the fatherless. We're going to have to be ready to fund these programs that are impacting state budgets across the nation.
Now, yourself, Joe Carr, and Rick Womack represent now. You'll add a fourth, and of course, elections coming up this year. That district, the new district, and I believe, is that 34th? Is that right?
The new district is 37. Bro.
37. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where will it be? Does that change where you are and where Joe is and where Rick is?
Yes. The current District 49, it was gerrymandered, and that's no disrespect to the Democrats. They carved it up. Jimmy Nafee, Speaker of the House, whoever orchestrated it, I give them credit. I thought it was brilliant the way the district is currently created. It is gerrymandered, but politically it was smart the way they did it. It runs from Davidson County all the way to encompasses all of Laverne, more Democrats up there, minorities, and comes out down here on South Murfreesboro, Patterson Park, in that area, Walter Hill. But the current district, in my opinion, is gerrymandered. I think legally, if it was challenged back then, it probably could have been won. Apparently no one had challenged it. But I give the Democrats, that was smart. I mean, it was shrewd how they carved it up.
But now the new district is...
The new district is, it cannot be considered gerrymandered. Mm-hmm. We use good clear-cut borders, and I think the citizens of Rutherford County would be proud of Representative Carr, Representative Womack, and myself, and Representative Pat Marsh's input dealing with the House side. I haven't studied the Senate side. I haven't really seen that map other than a little overview, which doesn't really go into that much detail. I can only speak from the House side, but I know Pat Marsh, who I happen to think a whole lot of, will be leaving Rutherford County, and he has two other full counties. And I know what he's told me before. He said he has Rutherford County takes up more of his time, with all due respect, than his other two counties combined, because we have so much more vibrance going on in Rutherford mm-hmm. County. MTSU plays a big role. Our chamber, who's very assertive, play a big role. And we just have more things happening in Rutherford County. But Pat will be leaving us, and we'll be picking up a new seat representing the east side of Murfreesboro Road of Highway 41 to the west side, left side of 231, Walter Hill, going south to probably Main Street. I don't know the exact roads or anything. I haven't seen the map on that. I just know roughly where it's at. And this could all be seen if somebody wants to go to capital.tn.gov, go to state and local committee, and you can see the redistricting there. Or I know WGNS has covered it really well, and as well as DNJ and Murfreesboro Post. But I think it's an exciting time for Rutherford County.
So that's a new district. Obviously, Rick's district changes and a little bit, and Joe's,
yes,
but not as much as maybe yours.
Well, mine changes the most, and I really anticipated my district kind of staying where I'm at. I'm over in the Smyrna area, near Hazelwood, and I was born and raised right there. I was thinking I would kind of go out, keep Walter Hill, and lose North Murfreesboro, but to get the numbers to work, Rick had to lose so much area. Rick had to lose about 36,000 people. I had to lose about 15,000, and then we had Pat Marsh who gave up, so we picked up some there. So Rick had to kind of take in the Eagleville area, and so I'm kind of north of 840. North of 840, near Burnt Knob Road, going up to Williamson County line, going all the way up to the Davidson County line. And then when you're up in Laverne, I take in some of Lake Forest behind Laverne City Hall, and I kind of roll over to the Oaks and Smyrna Weekly Lane and pick up Smyrna City Limits there, all the way down to West Jefferson Pike near Gillsville, and follow Samberley Parkway back over to the airport. That's the only east side of Murfreesboro Road that I pick up. I hated to lose, Walter Hill. People kidding me about You know, because that's a good conservative area. I mean, it's a solid conservative area. And you know, as a Republican, you hate to lose people. You've knocked on their door. You've made phone calls and your friends and church members. But that's just the way it happened to play out. I'm well pleased with it.
Somebody asked me, you know, why does all of this happen? And it's because of the census. I mean, yes. the census numbers come in. It tells you where your population is. Rutherford County grew by 30% in the last decade.
Yes.
So more representation was needed, and this is how it worked out. And now they redraw the district lines. On the Senate side, I don't have a lot of details, and I know you said you just saw the overview, but basically where Jim Tracy was representing most of Rutherford County and some adjoining counties, and Bill Ketron was in part of Rutherford County and several adjoining counties. Those are kind of flip-flopped now.
They have.
And Bill is going to be representing most of Rutherford County.
Yes, and I don't know. I know people probably think I know the details. I really don't. And
yeah.
But I know even the numbers. I believe on Jim Tracy, if I'm not mistaken, I think that even they change. But I believe their population, if I'm not mistaken, needs to be about 193,000 roughly.
Yeah, Jim will be District 14 and not 16.
Okay,
is that what you're talking about?
We're roughly 262,000. Folks, but you know, you take an MTSU, that's a small city over there,
right? Well, it's 25,000
yes,
or 30,000.
They have, I mean, it is larger. I was over at Dr. McPhee's office the other day, and his secretary over there, they were telling me that they're larger than 80% of the cities in Tennessee. So we not only have Laverne, Smyrna, Eagleville, Murfreesboro, we also have MTSU, which mm-hmm. represents almost a city within itself.
Well, Mike, it's very interesting. The State and Local Government Committee is the one who actually did this redistricting. I guess there was an ad hoc committee of state and local government.
That was the one I just had. I don't serve on that committee. I just happened to sit in. And it was a neat experience because, you know, history is being made. And, you know, and these things do get politicized, there's no doubt. But it was interesting watching some of the Memphis legislators who are going to be pitted against one another. And that's not political. It's just they lost area population and they're losing a district. So they mm-hmm. do have to run. Now, I happen to think the world of John DeBerry, who's representative down there. And, I just think he's a good Southern conservative that happens to speak concerned with the same issues that I have. And he's mm-hmm. one of them who has the courage and the boldness to say those things. And I know he's a strong Christian. I happened to visit his church this past few months, me and Senator Mike Bell and Representative Jeremy Faison. And he told me, he said, Mike, he said, let me tell you, he said, I got issues out here on my street now. He said, prostitution, drugs going on, gang activity. These issues need to be addressed. And the thing that bothers me when I look at leadership and people that are in a position of leadership, people that were elected to be a voice, their voice is not about the real issues. Now their voice, you know, Memphis is about people worried about their turf, worried about getting reelected. And they should be addressing these issues about education, about the fatherless rate, about addiction. And that's no disrespect to the African-American community, but I don't see a voice for those issues. And I think if there is a voice at the General Assembly, it's going to be State Representative John DeBerry. You know, now those issues affecting families, they're a concern for me as a first of all, being a Christian, it's a concern for me. And I think it's a concern for everyone. And that's not a political issue. You know, it doesn't have to be a Republican, Democrat to make that an issue. That's an issue long term. This country is unsustainable at the things that we're seeing. You know, tomorrow, you know, we're meeting with DEA, TBI, and our police chiefs on our drug task force that Kathy Hines has been really involved with, that who's an African-American. And she's kind of helped lead the fight on that. Also, human trafficking. Kathy was talking about these things. In fact, you heard it first on WGNS. She was the first one talking about these issues. These are real issues that need to be addressed. And thank God you've got somebody like Detective Hines who's got the boldness and the conviction to raise the concerns.
Tomorrow, we will actually be at the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And that is where this task force is taking place tomorrow.
This is our third meeting, and I really want to give kudos out to to first of all, Detective Kathy Hines, who's out of Detroit. She's seen a lot of things that I've never seen, that fortunately I have never seen the issues that she's had to deal with up in Detroit. But she's very passionate. She's a strong Christian lady. And also Sheriff Arnold for being so supportive. The area police chiefs, Chrisman and Arnold and Laverne Walker and others that's been involved, my hats go off to them. And, you know, you see oftentimes police officers and folks that may not have the conviction that sometimes we feel that they should have. They care about these issues. But these guys care and gals care about the issues. And I'm telling you what, we're going to make a difference. I mean, we're making a difference. These folks that were busted, I want their name. I hope their names are going to be in the paper here real soon. The markets where people know not to shop them, I say boycott them. And next year, I'm passing legislation, Lord willing, that will pull their beer permits. And we'll set an example. And these folks don't want to sell drugs in Rutherford County. Let them move to Antioch. Let them move somewhere else. Let them move outside the state of Tennessee.
The task force meeting is tomorrow during the day. We're actually going to be there from 3 to 4 to broadcast Rutherford Issues. And we hope to have some special guests and get some firsthand experience, knowledge, and really just try to understand what these drugs are doing to our young people. So
it is, you know, and I serve on the health committee, and I give credit to my opponent, former representative state representative Kent Coleman, for, you know, I shared with Kent, and I said, you know, it seems like people don't care about these issues. And he said, Mike, unless it's affected their family, they probably don't care, you know. And I think addiction and these issues has affected almost every family. And if it hadn't touched your life, you're very extremely fortunate. You know, I have a little brother that's a DEA agent that I'm very proud of, and these issues need to be addressed. But Ken encouraged me to get on the health committee. I serve on the health committee today, much the credit of my predecessor, because I applied for the health committee, and Speaker Harwell put me on there. I mentioned a couple of months ago that we're facing an epidemic, and that's probably the first time that word has been used dealing with addiction on the health committee that I'm proud of. And but some people, I think their eyes need to be open, and they think it's not their problem. It is their problem because they're paying for these problems. And I don't mean to rant and rave about it, but it bothers me when people don't seem like they care sometimes about these things.
Mike, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Appreciate you spending some time with us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Brian.
State Representative Mike Sparks joining us here on Rutherford Issues. Back to wrap it all up here in just a second.